Hey there, friends. It's Nick. It's episode 163 of the Story Hacker podcast. And I'm recording early in the day today because we're having a family day. Ah, a family day. Because it's half term here in the UK and Jack is back from Leeds, back from the Dance Conservatoire, and Abby is off college. So, what? And I'm not working. I'm not going to work today because we thought we'd spend some time together and we're going to play badminton later on, which is something we've always liked doing as a family. And then I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what we're doing after that. Because yesterday I mentioned, if you heard yesterday's show, you'll have heard me mention Ken Robinson's creativity talk at TED in 2006, which is a brilliant talk, well worth watching. And he talks particularly about the importance of creativity and the importance of activating those skills and how education systems around the world tend to put those skills at the bottom, you know, and tend to be focused on ultimately turning out university professors. But he says very convincingly, and this is, you know, 14 years ago now, he talks about how the future that we are all facing is almost, you know, completely unknown. You know, the difference between now and 2030 is going to be absolutely huge. And he talks about the importance of creativity in navigating that world. And anyway, it got me thinking. And when I was having a rumination about what we might do this afternoon as a family, I thought, oh, let's do something creative. So this is what we decided to do. We're going to have a kind of art competition, the four of us. So we've been out and we've bought four big A2 pads of paper, like you used to use in school, and we've got pencils and biros and markers and charcoal and stuff like that. And what I think, I mean, we're still working it out, but what I think we'll do is that each one of us in turn will be able to create a kind of a still life montage of things on the kitchen table. We're all going to be sat around and then we'll get 20 minutes to do our best drawing of that. And of course, it's going to be disastrous. I mean, my wife's an artist, to be fair, but she's an artist who works in very fine, minute detail. She never does anything in 20 minutes, put it like that. Abby's quite good at art. Jack is less good, he says, and I just like scribbling, but I'm not I haven't got a natural talent for it. But I think the value of this is in activating a part of our brains that perhaps, particularly as adults, doesn't get activated very often. The part of actually looking at something rather than just seeing it. And I think it's going to be really fun and really interesting. And one of the things that the meditation I've been doing for the past 54 or 55 days, one of the things that's doing is making me think more about thinking and making me take a breath and pause more in my general life and opening up that gap between stimulus and response, I think. And in some ways, something stupid fun like this art thing is hopefully going to be, is part of this process that I'm going through at the moment of just being more present, I suppose. And anyway, we'll see what happens. I'm sure it will be terrible. I'm sure my art would be terrible, but that's not really the point, is it? And you know, as with writing, the way to do something good is to write a lot of bad stuff and get better as you go. Anyway, thanks for listening. If you are inside some kind of podcast app, hit subscribe, and then you'll get to hear the next one as well. Thanks very much. Bye now.